Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Now, every Tuesday afternoon at this time, we try to live well. We chat to people who've found different ways of doing it, mastered various different aspects of just helping themselves to live a little bit better each day. We've talked about ice baths, journaling, hill walking, and today I'm talking to Darren Scanlon, who's from the Selbridge Boys Club. Darren, good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon.
Listen, first of all, what is the Selbridge Boys Club?
So it's a men's only group that we meet once a week for walk and talks. And then every 3 or 4 weeks, then we get out and kind of explore the country. So we hike, swim, paddle boarding.
Yeah.
Kind of, there's something for everybody.
Similar to a men's shed kind of, is it?
I think men's shed's kind of more based around meeting in a shed and kind of it's more sitting and doing activities. Whereas we're more about getting people out, getting them active, spending a few hours maybe on a mountain, you know, that encouraging men to get out and get active and look after their physical and mental health.
How did the club start?
So it started in March last year. So it was kind of in relation, like the rise in suicide numbers in men, you know. I'm in Selbridge nearly 40 years. You'd walk down the main street, you wouldn't kind of know anybody anymore. You wouldn't recognise people. So it's just to kind of bring people together and do a walk, like a 6K walk once a week, 7 o'clock every Wednesday, hail, rain, shine, we meet.
You're there.
Do a loop.
And so it was just a sort of an outlet really to kind of bring people together and kind of meeting people, I suppose, as well.
Exactly. And look, men are notoriously bad about talking and... So when you're walking shoulder to shoulder with someone, it's an awful lot easier just to chat. Do you know, and it's, hi, how are you? How's your week going? And that's it. It's just simple.
And it's not in a pub setting. It's not, it's an activity-based meet-up really for people. You just decided this yourself, Darren, something to do?
Yeah, it's just something I've wanted to do, It's just, I'd lost my own uncle, my own head spun. It was kind of, I know that the benefits of hiking, I know the benefits of cold water therapy. So kind of mix it all together, just create a community of men that, you know, meet up, support each other, walk, talk. Everybody goes home all the better for on a Wednesday evening. And then you look forward to whatever the monthly event is then, whether it's the hikes or the swims.
Good. So you kind of had, I suppose, some experience yourself and in the family and noticed that there was maybe a gap kind of in the area for space for something like this to start up.
Yeah, look, it's badly needed all over the country. It's great to see that there are other men's groups that are in that same space now doing incredible work. And we do link in with the different groups then over.
Oh, great.
Different events. Like International Men's Day last year, kind of we came together. Good friend of ours, John Boland, does an incredible work for in that mental health space.
Great.
Blue Balls, Dublin Boys Club, all came together and up to Glen Cullen Adventure Park. I think we'd 300 plus men turn up to like that, support each other. Yeah, the whole premise was like shoulder to shoulder. And it's this thing of men are not good face to face. So shoulder to shoulder, walking up a hill. And it's just simple. It's just the chats.
So that's the thing. Like, it just seems like such a simple thing, you know, but it's probably something that we, you know, you take for granted. Or maybe if you move to a different area, often kind of meeting people in your 30s and 40s can be difficult, you know, for in a friend space. Like, it can be hard to do that. So this sort of...
Yeah, the older you get, the harder it is to make friends. Like, that's if you're not involved in a sports club or... like that, if you're not dropping off kids to schools, you know, like how do you kind of meet people in a town anymore? So, and like that, if it's not in a pub, you know. So, look, a club like ours, it gives people that opportunity to meet people from their local area. And like, we've had men travel from Navan to turn up to our events. We've had people from Newbridge, Tallaght.
So it's grown beyond the Selbridge Boys Club. So,
Unfortunately, there's not always something in their own town. So like, thankfully, like, Navan Boys Club has recently started up, so like they have their own. So like, if the more of this that happens, it's creating that community of men that meet up and just support each other. Yeah. It's the simple thing. Just again, it's simple, but we're not good at it.
Yeah, it's how many like members roughly would you say, Darren, offhand, or how often would you see the group, you know, grow in terms of the numbers that would show up on a Wednesday night?
You have consistently 10+, so kind of 10-20. Would be
on any given week.
Yeah. And then the weekend ones though then can, like I said, 300 when we link in with other groups. We've had kind of 25 of our own men go now. We did Slieve Donard at the weekend, highest peak.
Yeah.
And 15 men and 6 hours of just the crack.
Hiking and chatting,
it's literally the crack, yeah. Like it's now it's just that it's kind of going back to just being a kid again. That's why it's like celibate boys are celibate boys, you're a men's group.
Yeah.
If for some of us, it's our opportunity to be boys again.
Yeah. And is it something that, have you noticed sort of even friendships growing, you know, within the group, sort of outside of the group now as well?
Like, yeah. And that's beautiful kind of, to see. Yeah. It really is. You see lads that are turning up to like other kids, there are kids' christenings and all this kind of thing. They're going to the cinemas there's friendships growing out of it, which is amazing.
That's quite important. Yeah. I know it's not, as you said, it's not something exclusive to people living in Selbridge or around the area, but like you're encouraging other people to come along to join if they fancy it.
No, there's no membership, it's just like show up. If you like follow the page, if you see an event, like
you want to join, you can go along.
You want to join, you turn up. Yeah, we'd love to. Everybody gets the same warm welcome.
Do we need more sort of opportunities, groups, facilities like this around the country? I know you've mentioned there's some in Dublin and that as well, but do we have enough of them? Like it's.
No, we definitely need more. We need, so like every town should kind of have its own. It's a great opportunity to meet new people in your local area and to exercise and just, it's creating a community. You're walking down the street now, you see somebody, it's, oh, it's a friendly face. Mm. Like, everybody's walking around with their hand, like a phone,
head in
their
phone,
hand.
I know.
You know, nobody knows anybody anymore. Yeah. You don't know your own neighbours. Like it's crazy.
Yeah. And have you, from even chatting to some of the lads that attend, you know, on a weekly basis, Darren, have you, like, do they feel more comfortable, more confident maybe in chatting about things now?
Definitely. Like the change in some of the guys over the last year or so has just been amazing. Like it really is. It's just to see it happening. It's just the support that each other, that they give each other is just incredible. Like it really is. You know, it's really, really powerful to see.
Is there a typical age group that tends to attend or is it all mixed?
I had a 75-year-old message me a few weeks ago and said, "Hi Darren, I'm 75, am I too old for your boys group?"
Not
and
at
I was
all.
Like, "No, mate," he says, "I can't wait to meet you."
Yeah.
And like he's come down now the last couple of weeks.
Brilliant.
He brings his dog and if you're a man,
you
show
want to join.
Up.
Off
yeah,
you go.
Like, and that's really it,
So if people are listening and they're thinking, do you know what, I'm in and around the kind of the surrounding areas, I wouldn't mind heading over for one of the evenings and seeing what it's all about. Where do you meet first of all?
So we meet at the Castletown Gates in Selbridge every Wednesday at 7 o'clock.
Okay.
So that's hail, rain, shine.
You'll be there.
There'll be somebody there.
Yeah. And people can dip in and out of it and as much as they want. They don't have to commit to every Wednesday at 7 o'clock.
No, you come. Yeah. It has to fit in around your life. Mm. And that's the thing. Once you know that it's there, though, when, you know, people go away, come back. No, that's the... We'll be there 7 o'clock every Wednesday.
Yeah, okay. And if people want to get in contact with you, you talked about the page. Is that on Facebook?
Yeah, so we're on all social, like the usual.
Yeah,
kind
all
of Instagram,
the socials people
yeah,
will be able
Instagram,
to get.
Instagram, Facebook, Selbridge Boys.
Yeah, excellent.
There's a website coming soon. The work has kind of started on
that. Great. So it's obviously growing. There's big demand when there's a website launching too. Brilliant. Well, listen, Darren, keep up the great work. Thanks a million for coming in to tell us about it today. Darren Scanlon there, as I said, from the Selbridge Boys Club.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.